So this is basically just Dame Bats gone wild in the wild, doing dumb shit, dingy, goofy shit. You know, shallow, superficial airheads. That's the category that you can put a large percentage of modern women in. Is she modeling a hot dog for the gram? Does she have any shame? Is she embarrassed? No, this is their lives. Simply fucking pathetic.
Huh? Are you serious?
Yes. Is it beer?
Yeah. Kay. It's non-alcoholic, though. It's non-alcoholic.
Bailey and Albert checking one. Let's see it.
Okay, first off, them bitches couldn't arrest him if their life depended on it. Forcibly. You know what I mean? So I really want to know what y'all think in the comment section about female police officers that weigh 70 pounds. They gear way more than them. So even if he was really doing something wrong, these bitches couldn't arrest him. They would have to call for some male backup. Four of them little bitches probably couldn't tackle him down. And of course, they pull up all gangster like they about to do a big drug bust or something, a drug raid and kicking the door. Because they seen somebody drinking a beer. See how goofy that is? You know, yeah, a lot of men be on a power trip when they get some power, but women, it's almost guaranteed because they don't have power anywhere else in the world. So if you tell them they're a manager of a pizza shop, they're going to go crazy with the ego, bossing motherfuckers around. Give them a gun and a badge, don't even get me started. But this is a good-ass prank. I'm glad he tricked these hoes.
It's an alcoholic.
Okay, well, we don't know that.
I'm sober.
Right? So to refrain from getting stopped again.
Should I just dump it right now?
No, you can drink it.
Because I'm a sober, sadly. That's listen, I went to rehab.
Again.
Yeah.
I admire you.
I see a lot of guys comment videos where I talk about like the things that I want and what I look for in a partner. And they say things like, oh, women only would date a guy who makes like a certain amount of money or like is wealthy and they want this and that. Let me just say something. Yes. Like, I don't know when we took this turn that like guys believe being unsuccessful is a desirable trait. It's not. I am a successful woman. I afford my whole life on my own.
Look, first off, nobody gives a fuck. Second off, by the time a woman is on the internet talking about dating, she's ruined. If she was a high quality woman, like she's going to try to portray herself to be, she would have had a man already. She would have had one already. She's definitely around men all the time, I'm sure. I'm sure she goes out. She see men at work. Men try to talk to women all the time. She's not the worst looking woman in the world. Successful women. And when I say successful, I'm talking about in all walks of life. Successful women don't go on the internet and talk about their personal dating lives or their personal lives, period. The fact she on here talking is the red flag that she's trash. High quality men don't care about a woman's money, but they're too stupid to realize that.
If you can't afford the life I can afford, plus more, because if I have your children, then do not expect me to work as hard as I work right now.
Right.
So
what was the point of becoming this highfalutin, high earning woman if you're just going to find a man to be a stay at home mom anyway? What was the fucking point of all of it? It's a waste of time and money and effort. You should have just found a guy who was making a good amount of money in his 30s when you were in your early 20s and had his babies and settled down and been a stay-at-home mom. You're just exposing yourself for how much of a goofy bitch you are.
If you can't afford what I can afford as a single woman, plus more for a family and this, that, and the third, you are undesirable to me.
And you're undesirable to the guys that you say you want, or you would have had one by now. Guys who making the type of money who could afford the type of house it looked like you live in, they want submissive, down-to-earth women who not going to spend their whole life at some job. They want a woman to raise their children, like what you said you wanted to do. This shit is going to make my brain explode. Your parents failed you.
It is very simple. If you're offended, work harder. Like, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Was talking to this girl on Hinge on and off for about a month. We'd usually message each few times a day and then restart the convo a week later. It was Hinge, so I didn't mind this.
I would say if you're going to do online dating, which you shouldn't, don't do a whole lot of back and forth, weeks in and weeks out. Look, you trying to meet up or no? Like, or if you really want to build a connection, call me, let's talk, or I'll call you. But all this back and forth on Hinge or Bumble or whatever, it's a good chance you're wasting your time. And as a guy, you got to know she's talking to 25 other guys at the same time. So you popping in and out every other day talking about good morning, what you up to, that shit is going nowhere fast. But let's continue.
So I thought I'd ask her out for coffee, and in person we got along great, talked nonstop for about 2.5 hours and had loads in common. Our second date was planned for a week later, but she was sick and had to cancel. We spoke on the phone and she sounded terrible, but still had a little chat and couple laughs and agreed to reschedule for tomorrow night. So all sounds good, however, through text, specifically, texting via phone and not on Hinge, she is atrocious. I'm lucky to get a text back within 3 hours, and over the last 2 days I've gotten 2 short texts from her, and our date is tomorrow night. All this plus the usual of if I don't initiate the convo, we won't text that day at all.
Yeah, when a chick into you, she's annoying. She texts you all the time. She's trying to call you all the time. She's trying to see what you up to. If a woman's not annoying you with how she's contacting you and how often she's contacting you, she's not that into you. You're just another guy out of her 25. No matter how good the conversation is, no matter how nice she seems, she's not into you like that. You're just another option. You're putting way too much effort in. You should put a little effort in at the beginning and then let her kind of come to you after that. At least initially.
I'm meeting her for the second time tomorrow. Is it too soon to gently bring up her communication issues?
Well, look, man, you dating a bitch in 2022. This is the hookup and chill and fuck era. So the fact that you keep trying to text her and talk to her and take her on dates, she already see you as a punk little bitch. You don't think it's some Chad blowing her back out in between the time she texting you or when she ain't hitting you up? But yeah, it's too soon to bring that up. Just stop talking to her. I mean, you could bring it up if you want, and if she say something fishy, just stop talking to her and block her. But the fact that you even talking to her about this and pressuring her to communicate with you more, you sound like a bitch right there. Who always say, we need to communicate more. Women do. So when you say that, she's going to see you as a woman, her girlfriend. She's going to see you as one of her girlfriends.